ABC Radio Australia.
The influx of Western songs and pop culture into the Pacific often comes at the detriment of traditional Indigenous music. But one Melbourne-based Solomon Islands artist is hoping to reverse the trend. Charles Maimorosia headlined the recent One Talk Music Festival in Honiara, where he showed a new generation of Solomon Islanders Indigenous music. Kristin Rita Awanu Leong with more.
Charles Maimorosia's chants in his native Are Are language were met by shouts of appreciation. For him, the song about young love and dating provided an opportunity to inspire the young minds.
When you know who you are, where you're from, what's your music, your cultural food, what you're known for, all of this, if you know your future.
He says it's important for the younger generation to value the old ways of life, something he feels is missing nowadays.
But if you don't have a low identity,
if you don't know your culture, where will you go? There'll be no future for you. So it's important for this generation to mirror things like songs, stories and poems. Cultural food, morals and values have shaped our lives for many years. Our ancestors have lived in peace and harmony, and it's equally important for our young people to do the same.
Australian One Talk Music Foundation Artistic Director David Bridie says Solomon Islands languages are unique with its different metaphors of life and melodies, some of which were highlighted during the three-hour concert.
The substance, I think, comes from the unique Solomon Islands art. It also promotes a Ngarrapukun picture of Solomons, a positive picture, a grassroots picture, a picture that links back to the lifestyles of ancestors from years and years ago. So as well as being entertainment and as well as being informative, recording this music or recording these pictures or painting them and having them documented stops them from being lost.
Willie Tekatoha from Kaumakonga says it's a rewarding feeling to perform in front of his own people for the first time in a decade. But the challenge, he says, is retaining the original meanings of songs.
So the songs are pretty unique in the way that the majority of the songs that we use are around 400 to 600 years old. Some of them, we have lost a few meanings of it. Even though if we really sit down and concentrate and sort of work out the meaning and siphon it out from the old language, it's a different kind of level, the higher level language and the day-to-day language. But it's when it comes to art, it's like poetry. You know, you speak English on a daily basis, but when you write a song in poetry, it's sort of the message is hidden in it.
And what do you do when traditional music starts to lose the interest of young listeners? For Tekatoha, it's about adapting, competing, and growing with the times.
Who wants to sing traditional song when you see hip-hop artists like, the American hip-hop artists and, Snoop Dogg on video and how cool he looked and, seeing Justin Bieber. It's competing with the art of the developed world, competing with American art and the New Zealand, Australian art. What's appealing to young boys and girls these days is definitely not the traditional music. So that's why we're blending it to sound a bit more modern without being careful not to lose its originality, but we're adding bass, we're adding guitars, and we're adding collaborating with, as you can see me from the back, Indigenous Australians playing his modernized didgeridoo. So those are the things we look for new innovative ways to attract new and young musicians to take on the role. At this stage it doesn't look good, but we're not giving up.